Good morning. Welcome to Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers with new elected mayor from the city of Monterey, Mr. Alex Garcia. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, man. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I'm so happy you're here. I had Rafferty on a few weeks ago, and what an improvement by you walking in the door. I'm just kidding, Rafferty.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. He knows we're talking about him. No, he said, hey, and I mentioned it to him, I got to have the new mayor on. I know you from Pep, and I haven't known you for a long time, and
right.
I don't know how we haven't crossed paths, but I'm glad we have finally, and because I admire your service at the school system and what you've done, and now at Pep, you've come in as a Putnam Education Partnership board member and done everything and more that people have asked you to do, and I admire that, and so I'm thankful you're here, and I'm thankful we're going to talk about a lot of stuff, including Monterey, so thanks for being here.
Well, I appreciate that, man. Yeah, of course.
So let's get started. For those that may not be familiar with who you are, tell me a little bit about your background. Where did you grow up?
So I was born and raised in Miami, Florida.
Okay.
Both my parents are Cuban immigrants. They came when they were 8 years old.
Okay.
So Spanish was my first language. Learned English in school. I lived in Miami. Met my wife there when I was 16. We've been together ever since.
Wow.
So we had my daughter was born in 02. And in 06, we moved here.
Wow. So how long have you and your wife been together now? I'm not trying to age you, but I don't guess people's ages anymore. But
so we've been together since 1992, so that'd be,
wow.
Yeah.
That's that'd awesome.
Be, yeah, 32 years.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love stories like that. And so you started in, you're from Miami.
Yeah.
And she's from there. So
she was actually born in Canada.
Oh, okay.
And then came to Miami. Her dad is also Cuban. Her mom was American.
How did she get to Canada?
So, long story.
Yeah, I'm here for it. I want to know. That's why you're here. I love it.
She might kill me for this, but dad was in trouble with the military.
Okay.
Hit an officer.
Yeah.
And ran to Canada.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I'm sure the officer deserved it.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he did, too. He's passed now, so yeah. He can't get in trouble.
Yeah, he can't. So,
but she got to Miami when she was 4 or 5 years old.
Okay.
We did not know each other growing up.
Yeah.
We met literally through her brother, who also lives here, like totally unrelated.
Really?
When we were looking, they were looking, and he moved to Allgood.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no clue about this.
So if God wasn't behind it, I mean, you know.
I was about to say, this is a God thing for sure.
For sure, for sure.
I'm curious, what part of Canada did they stay in when she was
younger? Was born in Montreal.
I've never been there.
Yeah.
Have y'all been back?
We haven't gone back, but I've been to Montreal before I met her.
Okay. So, all right, what brought you all to Tennessee?
Quality of life.
Quality of life.
Yeah. It was, so my dad had a friend who had a house here for years. Came over one day. I'm making this a short story. He said, you got to go up there and check it out. You know, Miami's like everybody, concrete jungle, big city, you know. We came up here. We fell in love with it. We came up here in January of 06. We bought a piece of property, like driving back down to Miami. And then in October of 06, we moved here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Have you been in Monterey the whole time that you've been in Tennessee?
Yeah, so we moved to Cumberland Cove.
Okay.
We lived there about 11 years and then moved into Monterey.
Okay. That's awesome. I've been to Miami once. Probably not my town. I'm a small town guy, and big things scare me. I ain't got no problem.
I tell everybody, because everybody's always like, well, why'd you make that move? And I'm like, well, Miami's a great place to visit.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to live there.
Yeah. It was a great place to visit. I just, I was overwhelmed. A guy from Tennessee and Baxter, and it was beautiful.
Yeah.
My goodness. It's a beautiful part of the Florida, beautiful city. Great food. I enjoyed that, but I was glad to get home.
I mean, I'm the same way. I go down there, you know, we spend a week down there and I'm ready to come back home.
What do you miss? Do you miss anything about it?
I miss, the accessibility of Cuban food.
Yeah.
If I want it up here, I got to cook it.
Well, I guess we don't have any Cuban restaurants here, do we?
We don't. We have one. There's, I guess, Crossville. It's got a food truck.
Yeah.
It was at Trackside for a little while.
Oh, yeah. I actually had some food there. You're right. It was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you like to cook?
I do. I love to cook.
All right. So next pep, board lunch. Why don't you? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
We make some Cuban coffee too.
I would love. I don't drink coffee, but I love food. And you can look at me by saying that. I'd love to try some good Cuban food.
Well, I took Rafferty with me to Miami, and he ate his way through.
Of course he did. Of course he did. I love that. I love that. I'm glad y'all are in Tennessee.
Yeah, me too. I love
it. Yeah, that's great because, like I said, I start off, things I've seen you do in the short time I've known you has been impactful for the community. What's your wife do?
She's a mental health therapist.
Okay.
She has her own private practice.
Oh, nice. Okay. So in Monterey? Or she
Monterey.
Monterey's home for you now, right?
We do everything in Monterey. Yeah. I mean, I work in Monterey. I work for Monterey High School in Berks. I do all four Baxter schools too.
Right.
But I'm mostly in Monterey. You know, we have a small business in Monterey. We have a little boutique shop in Monterey. My wife's office is in Monterey.
Yeah.
We do everything in Monterey.
Before we get into your mayorship in Monterey, your newly mayorship, let's talk about the school system. What do you do for Putnam County School System?
So I'm one of the five translators. So I translate Spanish to English, mostly for parents.
Yeah.
Some of the kids, if the kids are here, just got here, and they can't speak it, I'll translate for the guidance counselors, teachers, principals, whatever.
That is a service that it's a necessity in our school system. We're so big as a county and so diverse from east to west. And I'm glad you serve both ends. But I did not know you were in Baxter, so that makes me feel really good. That's great. But that's a necessity. I'm glad. And so you're one of five.
Yeah.
I didn't know we had that many.
Yeah.
I don't ask enough questions, Alex. I know you were there, and I didn't know who else was there. I think who all the other four, tell them thank you for me, because that's a big deal.
Definitely.
So Monterey High School Berks is your main pet. How many roughly do you think you serve at the school system in Monterey alone? For that type of
work. there's hundreds.
Yeah, that's
yeah, what there's I hundreds. Figured. Yeah. The need in Monterey is great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm based out of my office or whatever you want to call it is in Monterey High School. So I'm right next to Angie Bilbrey, the secretary over there.
Yeah.
And you know, that's where I am most of the time. I'll go to Berks when I'm needed. I'll make my phone calls from there. But that's more of a need. You know, and then Thursdays I'll go to Baxter and do what I need to do, my meetings over there.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, I've got Alex Garcia. He is a lot of things in Putnam County, but he's the newly elected mayor, and we're going to continue to talk about that. But your role with the school system is very vital to what the whole system, the whole district is trying to do with our students, and we're all inclusive, right? Putnam County School System is inclusive of any background from wherever you are, and we do have a population in Monterey that needs that service, but they're moving in, and they're coming from all over to all of our schools, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. When I started working for the school system, my main school and the only school I had was Jerry Whitson.
Okay.
And that's a huge Hispanic population there.
It is. Okay. So. Yeah, I didn't know that either. That's awesome. So let's talk a little bit about service prior to you wanting to be mayor of Monterey. And as I said in the intro, you and I are on the Putnam Education Partnership Board together. You just started that, golly, was that end of last year?
Yeah. I don't think it's been a year yet.
Yeah, because I know you were instrumental in our fundraiser, especially in the spring. Yeah. But what made you – you're already in the school system working with kids. Was that a factor in you joining PEP? You seeing
– I think so. I think, you know, the I like to serve.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about serving the community. Helping out wherever I can. I was the director of the Monterey Mission Center for a couple of years, and that's a Monterey food bank that's up there. And, you know, it was part of one church. It moved to another church, and we helped a lot of the community. I mean, we probably served, you know, I don't know what they're up to now. I really haven't talked to them, but we used to serve, gosh, 300 people a week. And that's just the way I feel. I feel like I need to serve.
Right. Yeah, I think both the reason you and I both are doing what we're doing is that's a calling, right?
Sure.
I'm not good at a whole lot of stuff in life, and I admit that, but I'm good at talking to people, I think. And I'm good at trying to help, right? And we're not always successful. You can't be successful 100% of the time. Things don't always work out, but we try to help. And no matter the obstacles we face, we still continue to do it.
Oh, yeah. No, we have to. I mean, I think... And you know, I think God has a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to do good for Him and good for the people. It's all about the people, you know, for me at least.
My parents, and thank God they're still with us, and they're pretty healthy, and I see them as much as possible. here recently have kind of said, hey, you're doing too much, slow down. And I said, but that's how you raised me to be. The good Lord put us on this earth to serve him and others, right?
Right.
And I said, that's how you raised me, so why are you going to try to stop me from doing it? And they just laugh. But, you know, sometimes you do have to take a break or step back from certain things and figure out what's, you know, what you can manage efficiently and be successful. But those, and that's why I have this show. I really focus on people that are serving, especially in the public, like you are, in multiple roles, right? And so that's why I like talking about it. And it's, I'm not trying to brag on you and I'm just talking about the experience we're having. It can be tough, but it's rewarding, and we keep doing it because we want to do it.
Oh, definitely. You know, I tell my wife all the time, if I stop, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
You know, and it's true. And I have been humbled by God. Just basically, he has said, hey, take a break.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes I don't, you know, there'll be times that I'm going too much, and he will tell you. He'll let you know.
He'll let you know in ways that you don't expect, right?
Right. Yep.
And he's been talking to me here lately, so I'm cutting back a little bit too. But I do want to talk about some of the things we do at PEP later on the show, but I really want to focus. I want to move our attention to the mayorship and you running, especially when we come back after the break, is, you know, be thinking about what made you want to run. What was that desire to serve in that capacity? You're already doing these things. You're already helping out in so many ways. And, you know, I'm interested to hear the story. Why did you decide? And like I said, we have a mutual friend with Rafferty. I'm sure he probably pushed you, let's be honest.
I don't think he did much pushing.
You already were there.
I think once I said that I wanted to do it, he was like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah. So, and I want to hear some of that. But when we come back after this break, this is Ben Rogers on Local Matters. I have Mayor Alex Garcia, also a translator for the Putnam County School System and a PEP board member, Putnam Education Partnership, and some other things. When we come back after this break. Welcome back to Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers with Mayor Alex Garcia from the city of Monterey. It is city, right? Or is it town?
Oh, we say town of Monterey.
Town of Monterey. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's town of Baxter, and I'm from Baxter, so I say city of Baxter. It's all the same, really. It's a municipality.
Yep.
But anyway, newly elected. You came on. You were elected in August, right?
I was, yeah.
So there's a deadline to qualify, and obviously you met that deadline. But at what point in time in the last year or two did you decide that you wanted to run for mayor?
So I've been on the board of aldermen now for over 4 years. I almost ran. I actually picked up papers for the last election. And then Nathan Walker also picked up papers. We had a conversation. He wanted to do it, and I told him I'll back off. I mean, there's no reason. You know, him and I saw eye to eye. We had the same thoughts, same feelings about how we wanted to run the town. So there was no point in me running against him, so I just backed out. Well, you know, the tragedy there was he won the election. 2 months later, he passed away.
Yeah.
So we've had an interim mayor, which was the vice mayor. You know, Mark was on the board for many, many years, mm-hmm. you know, and I think he did a good job. The reason I wanted to run is because I think we needed more representation outside the city, in the city. Just get out there and I hate the word politic, but network, you know, and that's what I want to do. I want to be at all the meetings. I want to be, you know, in all the places with the other mayors and doing all the talks that we need to do.
Yeah.
And just get Monterey to be seen more.
Right.
I think.
Well, you have some really good mayors in this county.
Yes, we do.
Within the cities and the county. And of course, my counterpart in the commission, Danny Holmes, is the new mayor in Baxter, and you'll get to work with him a lot.
Yep.
He's got the experience of serving just like you do. Have you seen in the short, and I know we're just, you know, in end of October, first November, but have you seen the short time you've been in office a difference of being an alderman to being the actual mayor? Have you seen a difference yet?
Well, yeah. So, of course, the decision wasn't easy for me because I lose my vote. So I become mayor. We have a weak mayor system. I lose my vote as an alderman. It's a lot more work to be mayor.
Yeah.
You're kind of running the city.
Right.
You get a lot more phone calls. You get a lot more texts. You get a lot more messages.
Mm-hmm.
My Facebook blows up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But which listen, I don't care. You know, I want to be as transparent
as
possible.
That's why we do it. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you have a question, ask me.
Sure.
You know, if I can't answer it, I'll find the answer for mm-hmm. you. Before coming here, I stopped locally. There was a bunch of guys having lunch, and I had a good conversation with one of our, you know, citizens. And I told him straight up, I said, listen, I don't know the answer to that question, but I can find out for you.
Yeah.
And he respected me for that, you know. And if I can answer it, I will. And I'll be truthful. I just want to be open.
Yeah, there's so many times I get a question and I don't know the answer. And I'm like, I don't know, but I'll find somebody that does.
Yeah, I'm new to this.
Yeah. Don't know what you don't know, and you're getting your feet wet. But it's good, I think, and people have different opinions, and I'm not saying mine's the correct one, but I think your role as an alderman for 4 years set you up to be a leader in that capacity.
Oh, no doubt.
With the experience, and then, you know, you have that side of it. What's the other side look like? And let's see what works best.
Right. Let's see. I don't think anybody should just jump in and be a mayor.
Yeah.
I think you need to kind of come up the ranks, if you would.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to know what you're doing, in my opinion. And I don't know everything of what I'm doing. I'm kind of learning on the fly. But being an alderman for 4 years, you kind of see what's going on.
Sure.
You know, and I think it gives you a little bit of a training.
Are there term limits in Monterey?
There are not.
Okay. I know the city of Coolville does. The city of Baxter does not. But Monterey does not. I did not know that. Now, and is it the council or is it Board of Aldermen?
Board of Aldermen.
So is there discussion to change that? Has there been, in your time, is there ever?
There has been discussion to add term limits. There's been discussion to make the mayor term 4 years instead of two.
Okay.
And all that requires charter changes, mm-hmm. and we are going to do some charter changes here. You know, I say soon, but, you know, we're going to have to have a work session. One of the biggest things that we have to change in our charter is what we found this election is that when we have a tie, the runoff is the third Sunday of December.
Oh, wow.
So that's one of the things we have to change. And the reason for that was the elections used to be the first weekend of December.
Okay.
So they changed the election date but never changed the runoff date.
Okay.
So we're going to have to change that.
A little bit antiquated. Got to get up today.
Oh, yeah.
And how many Board of Aldermen are there in Monterey?
There's 8 aldermen.
So for a change, a charter change, it's going to take a majority out of 8. So 5?
Correct.
And you don't have a vote anymore.
I don't. I have a tiebreaker vote.
Okay. So if it's 4-4,
yeah,
then you have a vote. And that's correct. Similar to county government for the mayor, county mayors that are not chairman of the commission. If they're not chair, well, I'm sorry, for county mayors that are chair of the commission, they don't normally vote during commission business unless there's a tie.
Right.
So that's similar makeup, and I don't mind that at all. So 8 Board of Aldermen, charter changes, is it simple majority or is it more than that? I guess it's simple majority, five
votes. Majority, yeah.
You know, if it was like a super majority of 2/3. Mm-hmm. Have y'all had a charter change in your last?
It's been a while, not since I've been on there.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think you said it perfectly when you said you're going to have a work session. That's where you start.
Yeah. Yeah, we're definitely having a work session. I am currently going through the charter page by page.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a while, and the way it's written is old, you know, old language that I call it anyway.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm kind of just highlighting stuff that I think would need a change. And like I said, you know, I would prefer the mayorship be 4 years because you're jumping in, you're getting your feet wet, and then you're out. And you got to run again, you know?
I don't have a vote, Alex, but I would recommend 4 years. I think after my fourth year serving on the county commission, I was just getting started.
Correct.
And I've been in county government at that point in time. I've been in county government 8 years or 9 years, so I had 9 years of experience through my career. But I still felt like after 4 years – I'm just getting started as a county commissioner, you know. Of course, now I'm in my third term, and I feel pretty confident that I'm getting there, right? But, yeah, 2 years is not long at all.
How do you
make change in 2 years?
From what I understand, we're one of two cities that has a two-year term.
I didn't know that either.
In the state.
Wow.
So I'd like to change that.
Yeah, and I don't think it's for selfish reasons at all. I think you get the big picture that – hey, this position, this leader of a city or of a town needs to have some time.
Yeah.
And I'm sure your alderman will, you all will talk about it and come to a good conclusion and go from there. But I appreciate you've gotten in and you're already looking to maybe try to make things better.
Oh, I mean, the whole, you know, we have 7 new board members, or sorry, 6 new board members.
Wow.
So it's a big, you know, the people want to change. That's all I can say.
The good thing about that is you all are learning together.
Yeah.
The only maybe negative thing is there's not a lot of experience, but you're the mayor and you've been there 4 years. So you can, and there's two other people, right?
Three other people.
You can bring in and you all together can answer questions and hard questions.
And I think we got a good board, to be honest with you. I think we're working together.
Yeah.
You know, we've only had, you know, one true meeting together. But I think we're working together real well.
How often do you meet?
Once a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll have mandatory work sessions before a board of aldermen meeting?
No. We have a special call meeting, you know, if we need it.
Right.
Committee meetings if we need it.
Right.
But, I mean, no, we don't have a mandatory work session before.
That's interesting. I'm with Mayor Alex Garcia from the City of Monterey on local matters. I'm learning a lot, and I'm excited about it. I've got more questions. I love government, Alex. I love talking about structure and how people, how counties and cities do things, and there's no one right way. I don't like that mindset. Well, you don't do it our way. You know, there's more than one way to skin a cat, right?
I'm
that's
learning
what
that.
We were taught growing up. But I'm with Alex Garcia, Mayor of Monterey. We're going to talk more Monterey future, his vision for the town of Monterey and the Board of Aldermen when we come back in a moment after this break. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Mayor Alex Garcia. Served so many roles in this county and community. Just thankful you're here, Alex. Again, I appreciate your time. I know you're busy.
Thank you.
So we've been talking about Monterey and you being elected mayor. And let's get into a little bit of your vision. And with that is money, right?
You know,
resources.
Oh, yeah.
The budget. When do you all approve a budget normally?
So our fiscal year starts in July.
So you approve it by July, I guess June or something.
June. Yeah.
When y'all approved it in June, you were still alderman.
Yes.
Right? Did you feel good about the budget you approved? And at the time, I know you're running for mayor, did you feel like you would be able to work within that budget? Or did you, you know, how do you feel about what was approved?
So, yeah, I mean, anybody you talk, it's not a secret. Anybody you talk to, I kind of took the budget under my wing.
Okay.
It was kind of status quo in the past. If we did it last year, we'll do it this year.
Right.
I think the city needs to be run as a business.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have an ROI for that, you're not going to have an ROI for everything. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But you got to show something.
Right.
And there was things on the budget that, you know, we were like, well, what are we spending that on? Oh, well, we had to spend that one time, so we're not spending that this year? No. Well, then take it off the budget.
Right.
You know? So to make a long story short, I mean, we had a lot of budget sessions, a lot. And I feel good about the budget. We did raise the tax rate just a very minimal. But I felt like it hadn't been done in 20 years.
Oh, wow.
I felt like we should have maybe been doing it in increments.
Mm-hmm.
So we did it. I don't know that, you know, I live in the city too, so I feel it. But I think it's necessary. Now, we've got a lot of things in the works. We're going through an annexation right now. We're annexing in almost 30 acres of land for an industrial facility. Just had a conversation with somebody that they want to annex across the street from that place. So the city's growing now. There's rumors of a hotel chain coming. There's rumors of a truck stop coming. All that is amazing news for our city.
Right.
You know, we just signed a lease with FedEx to use a parking lot that we own. They've been using it for the past 6 years without monetizing it.
Oh, wow.
Just got that lease signed, and now we're going to be getting paid for them to do it.
That's good.
So this is all good things that we got coming on.
Yeah, and you've answered one of the questions I was really going to ask about money. Financially, we all, you know, I'm a county commissioner. We always want more, right?
Oh, yeah.
But financially, you feel pretty good about the direction y'all are in with extra revenue?
I do. Yeah. I do, yes.
Well, that's the only way, really, to grow services. I mean, sometimes you have an opportunity to cut in your budget and free up some money. But anymore with inflation, the economy, it's hard to cut.
It is.
You got to really add. And so that's why sometimes there's a need for a revenue increase. But you said it was minimum.
It was a minimum. It was 3 cents.
Is the population growing in Monterey?
I want to say yes. So we've got a new wastewater treatment plant online. Mm-hmm. So our moratorium has been lifted. There's a couple houses being built. I think that there's talk of a subdivision going in.
Okay.
So we are going to, I mean, the Monterey of today is going to be very different 5 years from now.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this from experience, the tourism is up.
It's
big
great.
Time, right?
Yeah, it's huge.
And that's due to some of your businesses and the events you're having. So tell me some about your, you know, the things that have been happening and what's bringing people in.
Listen, if you haven't been up to Monterey for the new Italian restaurant, Sapore di Napoli, man, you need to make it. I mean, the food is just amazing. true Italian food and cooked when you order it. It's nothing's frozen. Everything's fresh. Fresh cut tomatoes. I mean, everything is amazing. We have our Mexican restaurant, Los Agaves, which is awesome. We have a bunch of new small businesses, the Delta James Event Center that is just packed. I mean, you can't even get an event in there because they're so packed. We got Domino's Pizza coming. We've got a new restaurant across from Domino's that's going to be serving ice cream, floats, and sodas. So, then they're going to transition to burgers and then eventually pizza and beer.
Wow.
So there's going to be two separate locations in one building.
Yeah.
We've got the French Market up there that, you know, just she provides knickknacks and household stuff for it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome. We got Bananas that also has good food. I mean, our downtown is getting up there. It's hyped. We've had a bunch of events downtown. We just had the Jack-O-Lantern Jamboree.
How did that go?
Oh, my gosh. It was amazing.
Good.
I've got drone footage up on my page if you want to look at it.
Yeah, I'll have to take a look at that.
But I want to say, of course, I don't know the exact number, but I'm going to say that, you know, I gave out 2,000 pieces of candy, and I ran out an hour before the event was over.
Oh, wow.
You know? So I know there was a bunch of people there.
Yeah.
You know?
That's great. So with that, Alex, I know you well enough to know that – you're never going to be stagnant, right? You're never going to be complacent. What's your vision for Monterey? I know you only have 2 years, but let's just assume, you know, if things change with the charter and all that stuff, or you get reelected, what's your vision in the next few years as mayor of Monterey?
See, I want to – of course, we all want more money, like you said. But that more money goes back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
So if people – if you've been to Black Bottom Field before, you won't recognize it now.
Yeah.
It's got we've made it a multi-use field. It's got a soccer field. The grass is starting to grow. It'll be ready by next spring. So the high school will have a soccer. They have a girls soccer team now, but they couldn't have any home games.
Oh wow!
So next year they'll have a boys soccer team, and they'll all have their home games on that field.
Good.
The concession stand is being remade right now. They put a brand new roof on it. Putnam County Parks and Rec is helping us out by doing all the labor for us. They've painted the building they painted a building yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It looks awesome, you know. And then we've got, I think, is the it's just a hidden gem up in Monterey. It's a 300-acre park, Meadow Creek Park, 90-acre
mm-hmm.
lake. You can take your kayaks out there. You can go fishing. There's 10 miles of bike track right now. It'll be 13 when it's done. We're working on the lawn. We're going to have a 30-by-50 pavilion out there. I mean, this is just, we're just growing leaps and bounds.
And I'm going to give you credit. I'm sure part of this was started as you being alderman and the people you served with.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
Y'all saw this vision 4 years ago or whenever it was
definitely.
To start this progress. And there's other people up there that are helping. Like I was aggravating Rafferty earlier. He's a big part of what
Monterey's doing. He's a huge part.
He's yeah. phenomenal. He's a good friend and I aggravate him. But
yeah.
I had him on a couple weeks ago and he gave me some of the same information. I mean, just a little bit. That's why I have you here. It's a different perspective, you being mayor. Tourism, to me, is so vital for communities, big or small, to thrive. And it's not that you don't want people to move in, but these people are coming, they're staying, they're spending money, and they're going home.
Yeah.
You know, and they can stay if they want to. We've had a ton of people move
in.
Yeah,
for sure.
But tourism's all about visiting, and visit means you got to leave, right?
Yeah.
That's a big part of all of Putnam County and everything it's inside of.
It's huge. I was given a tour of Monterey last week to two of the guys that I know really well. I mean, they were probably the first guys I met here when I moved here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they lived in Putnam County pretty much their whole lives. They'd never been to B-Rock.
Really? Oh, man, it's so beautiful.
I mean, if you've never been to B-Rock,
it's beautiful.
You need to take the drive.
Yeah.
Especially now when the leaves are changing.
Yes.
I mean, it's the most beautiful sight.
Absolutely. I mean, people get married there, propose
yep.
there. I mean, people, it's statewide known, right?
Yes.
People across yep. this, and even across this area, this region of the country, people know about B-Rock.
Definitely. Definitely.
And I want to go back just a minute. Putnam County Parks and Rec, I'm going to brag on them.
Oh, yeah.
They're part of our county. That team is so good.
They're amazing.
And has been so good for so long now under Mayor Porter's tenure and with this commission. They'll do anything that you ask them to do because they know and they believe in what you're trying to do is going to help everybody involved.
Dude, this was Cody's idea. Yep. He approached us. And I'm not going to tell him no.
No. Cody, if you're listening, Cody, he's amazing.
He is great.
He's done – John Ross was so good, Albertson, and we miss him, and he's in Texas doing – he's shining. He's a star out there. Cody stepped in and hadn't missed a beat. And that team, that vision they have is all about helping not only our county but the cities inside of it.
Yep.
And so I can't be more thankful.
No doubt.
We have.
No doubt.
I'm thankful for you and your role and your decision to serve in a – and to me, a bigger capacity. Alderman is a great role, right? I'm not shortchanging at all. I'm a commissioner. It takes time. It takes passion. It takes desire to serve. You've changing a little bit more, taking more responsibility. Yeah, you're getting the phone calls.
Oh, yeah.
You're the man that's going to get the phone calls, most of them. You're going to be looked to develop the budget. I'm proud of you for doing that.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And I'm thankful. Now, I want to ask a question. I'm going to go back to your service at the school district because I'm curious. But I also ask really dumb questions sometimes. I only speak English, and I wish I spoke more languages, and I want to. It's never too late. I do want to diversify my intellect, but my dialect and all that stuff. I want to get out there, and I'm want to work on it. But
tiene que aprender a hablar español.
Yeah, I don't know what you say. I don't know. But anyway, you're from Miami, but your parents are Cuban. So you, like you said, the start, you first language you knew was Spanish, right?
Correct. My grandmother raised me as I was growing up, so you know we spoke Spanish in my house.
The Spanish you grew up speaking, is it different than the Spanish you encounter in most of the students at Monterey?
So I'm going to go ahead and tell you that Cuba is an island, and Cuba, we speak Spanish because we're from Spaniard descent. My family, in particular, is from Spaniard descent, but we butcher the Spanish language. And we have like a slang because we're an island. So, yes, growing up, Cuban Spanish is different from Mexican or Guatemalan, mm-hmm. Honduran even, South America Spanish. So yes, there are some words that are different. I had that challenge growing up. My dad used to sell electronics to South America and I helped him and I had to speak South American Spanish. So yes, you have to change just a little bit.
So you're learning probably from these kids that are coming in, right? That don't know English and they speak Spanish. You're maybe learning a different.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. And sometimes you got to watch the words you say too.
Because it might mean something different.
Yeah, it means something totally different. Yeah.
Yep. Well, listen, if anybody can handle it, I know you can. I would fail miserably at that. I would say something and not mean to, and I would offend somebody and be like, I didn't mean to that. But,
yep.
Alex, thank you for your service in so many capacities in this community. Thank you for the man you are. I honestly, since I've met you, and even though we haven't talked a lot, I pay attention. I watch and I observe and I listen and very impressed. And I'm very proud of you, my friend.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Thank you for your service and all you do for Monterey and our county and our kids, especially through our school system and Putnam Education Partnership. That board, that nonprofit, to me is special, and I'm glad you're there with me.
It's special to me, too,
that
man.
Team we have is amazing. So
I'm glad we can do what we do.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for everything. I look forward to seeing you. And if you need anything from me, let me know.
Same.
Folks, hope you've enjoyed it like I have. I've had Mayor Alex Garcia from the city of Monterey. What a great man, great family, great story. I hope you've enjoyed this. Have a great weekend. Remember, it's a lot easier to smile than it is to frown. Make somebody's day. Be kind. I promise you being kind is the answer. We'll talk to you soon. See you next week.